Sports Central. Basketball.
And at 5-2, we welcome Roy Ward from The Age. G'day, Roy.
Kevin, how are you, my friend?
I'm going very well, thank you. Some interesting games to talk about. Let's start with the University of Canberra taking on Southeast Queensland. Got flogged 58-95.
Yeah, at the start of the season, you would have listed the Canberra Capitals or University of Canberra Capitals as one of the favourites, considering on their roster sits Lauren Jackson, Abby Bishop, Carly Wilson, Hannah Zavick, a whole lot of Australian players and high-level talents, but they've had horrible injuries. Lauren Jackson hasn't played yet. Abby Bishop's on restricted minutes. And their WNBA import, her team went all the way to win the title, so she's only just coming out at the moment. So that's Renee Montgomery, a very talented US point guard. So they've had problems. They're undermanned and they're playing pretty poorly too. Great win by the Stars, the Shane Heal coach side. They had a great young player named Nadine Payne who's had some knee injuries. She is back in their team this year, and she's come off the bench and had 27 points against Canberra on that night, and big reason why that's a thumping win.
Dandenong having a terrific season, the only undefeated team in the competition at the moment. They knocked over Bendigo 89-57.
Massive result for Dandenong, and it could be a big result in the scheme of things this season, because you would expect to see both Dandenong and Bendigo well up in the finals calculations, and head-to-head results can be very important, so a sizable win like that will make a big difference. But really good start from Dandenong, very young side, rather unproven in many ways, and with a first-year coach in Larissa Anderson, but they're playing for each other, they're playing very fast, athletic basketball, and they've got all their players contributing. Now, you can only ask for all of that, and if I told you their point guard's out injured at the moment as well, you think they're going to be a very strong side once everyone gets on the same page, but they're temporary expectations, because they are young, they're going to have inconsistent nights, bad nights, and I still think they're going to be a very good side this season.
Bendigo bounced back, though, against Canberra.
Yeah, classy work from Bendigo. They had a real shocker of a night, particularly in the second half in Dandenong, and they just brushed it off the shoulder like a bit of dust and went to work on Saturday night at home and got a very sizable win back against the Caps. I'm probably lucky to be playing Canberra at this time without their stars. I think it would have been a much closer game with them, but Kelsey Griffin has been sensational this season, their WNBA import. She's had 25-odd points against Canberra. Gabe Richards, an old favourite SEN around the state, really. She's been excellent. So great work by the Spirit to get the win, split the weekend. It looked like it was going to be a tough one for them.
And Sydney knocked over the Boomers.
Yeah, Melbourne Boomers, they're just having a bit of trouble at the moment getting everything together for a 40-minute game. They have some moments where you think this team could be anything. They have some bad moments too. And it's just teething for them. They're a very systematic team. They rely on their offences. And they've had a bit of illness in the group too, which has just thrown a few of their stars around. But Tess Madgen and Elise Panaluna were both fantastic last night. Sydney just a bit too good. They're a very fast team. They were preliminary finalists last year, Sydney. And they're only going to get better as well.
Now, Townsville really flexed their muscles against Adelaide.
Look, Adelaide, for all the real achievement is Adelaide's out on the court this season. They had some trouble in the off-season. They had to really scrape together a side of young talent from South Australia and Victoria, along with a couple of stars, and they just weren't in the ballpark against Townsville. Townsville, reigning champion, super strong side. Kayla George, formerly Kayla Francis before marriage, she has pulled down, I believe, 17 rebounds last night, and really shown up the Adelaide Lightning for not being able to get on the boards. But a big result for Townsville. They've had a bit of a scratchy start. They needed a bit of percentage boost and confidence boost, and they've clearly got both of those things against Adelaide.
And two games still to come, Roy. Perth and Dandenong and South East Queensland and Adelaide. Your thoughts on who'll win those?
South East Queensland should do the business on Adelaide, particularly coming off the back of last night. It would be great for them if they can get out of this weekend with two wins. Although I'll temper that with Adelaide being a young side, being a side who everyone will get some court time. You never know. If they all show up today, they could push Southeast Queensland right to the line. But in Perth, really tough game for Dandenong. They've played against Bendigo, very physical game, and they've hopped on a plane for Perth. So they play this afternoon. Perth are a very good side, getting good home support. Now they're run by Perth Wildcats. So, yeah, I think Dandenong should get there just, but if Perth win, it won't be a disappointment or a surprise.
Look forward to speaking again and more of your coverage in The Age. Thanks, Roy.
Anytime, Kevin. Take care, mate.
Roy Ward there from The Age.